Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find there totally free. Again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
We're going to continue a story for those of you just tuning in. We're continuing a story we started last hour from rhrealitycheck.org, and it's pretty disturbing from the perspective of anybody that's a parent or anybody that wants to be a parent, because a young lady had, I presume she's a young lady, I don't actually know what her age is.
A woman.
But a lady who went to St. Barnabas Hospital in New Jersey in 2006 after experiencing contractions was asked to sign a consent form for a variety of things, including pre-consent to a C-section, a cesarean section, right, to cut her open to take the baby out if they was so-called deemed necessary. Well, she refused to sign the portion of the form that had to do with the cesarean section. You know, she actually took the time to read what it was that she was signing, and she did not want to do that because she wanted to have a natural birth, although she, or a vaginal birth, I guess, to be more specific. You could argue it's not natural because it's a hospital and they're jacking you up with all kinds of drugs.
Okay, whatever.
But
I don't know that they did jack her up with all kinds of drugs. They do have that option in hospitals at times.
Okay, that seems common, but then again, what do I know? So she refused to consent, although she pointed out that she would have been willing to consent had she been told that it was a necessity.
Right, if it actually come to the point where the C-section was necessary, and she did have a vaginal birth.
So it went fine.
Like, she was right.
Yeah, but the question is, this hospital has one of the highest rates of cesarean sections in New Jersey, or maybe in anywhere.
I thought it was the country, but
50%,
okay.
1 in 2%
of pregnancies or births that they have at the hospital,
right,
are C-sections.
So the question is, had she signed this form, would they have all of a sudden determined that this was necessary?
Right. It makes scheduling a lot easier.
Yeah, because you can just slice a lady open instead of actually having to wait, right?
Yep.
So anyway, here's the remainder of the story from rhrealitycheck.org. We're calling her Ms. M. She had a history of psychiatric issues, had been on a range of medication, including Zoloft and Prozac, and in psychotherapy prior to her pregnancy. Oh, yeah, we neglected to mention they took her baby from her.
Yeah.
As a result of this.
They took her baby from her in August.
When did she birth?
Well, they took her birth. Baby from her after birth.
Right, but that was when it happened, right?
This was in 2006. This article was written in August of last year.
Oh, my goodness. I misread. So she hasn't had her child in 5 years?
That's as I understand
it. And this is the speedy hand of justice where the appellate court now, instead of giving her 5-year-old back to her, instead remands it back to the lower court?
Well,
I mean, whose kid is this at this point? Who is this kid adhered to?
Well, the child belongs to the state, Mark.
Isn't all children. This is what parents need to understand. Is your kid belongs to the state. If you get broken up with your spouse, that's the state decides.
Where did you see that they remanded this back to the
court? Well, I've got a different story than you do, and I'll read it right here.
Okay, please do, because this story says that the appellate court had, they called this a victory. They said that the appellate court reversed the decision.
Okay. In the decision published today, and here's the PDF is attached, the appellate division reversed the lower court's termination of Ms. M's parental rights and ruled that the child protective authority had failed to meet its burden showing that Ms. M was unwilling and unable to eliminate the harm facing the child, and that termination of parental rights will not do more harm than good. Although the case now goes back to the lower court, the decision appears to be a step towards Ms. M's reunification with her child. This is from advocatesforpregnantwomen.org.
My goodness.
And
why would it have to go back if the decision was reversed? I don't know the legal system well enough to understand this. If you know, please explain. 800-259-9231.
Your story is from August?
Correct.
Okay.
Not unlike millions of Americans, she suffered from what was characterized at different times in the court decision as depression, a panic disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder, and bipolar disorder. She went off her medication during her pregnancy for fear of its effect on her fetus. Prior to coming to the hospital to give birth, there was no indication that she was a danger to herself or to others. Ms. VM sought prenatal care, according to the records from Dr. Ted Stevens and OBGYN. This all changed, according to the lower court ruling, during her labor. Ms. M suddenly became a danger to her as-of-yet-unborn child when she, A, refused to consent before it was necessary to a C-section, and, B, became what was referred to in the court decision as combative. According to the decision in the hospital records, she's described as combative, uncooperative, erratic, noncompliant, irrational,
and
inappropriate.
They were taking her baby from her.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can tell you that every woman on the planet, well, 99% of women on the planet are going to become all
Absolutely.
Of those things when you take their newborn from them.
She ordered the attending obstetrician, Dr. Shital Mansouria, to leave the room and told her that if she did not do what VM said, she would be off the case. VM then threatened to report the doctor to the police. In fact, at one point, VM did call the police to report that she was being abused and denied treatment. She told a nurse that no one is going to touch my baby. As one of the attorneys told RH Reality Check when asked about what kind of combative behavior she displayed during and immediately after birth, the so-called combative behavior was in relation to things that happened after the delivery. You have to see them in the context of when they told her that they were taking her baby away from her. That's when she got combative.
Well, hospitals are part of the medical industrial complex. They are in bed with the state just as much as any large business is. Well, and they are the first ones that are going to use your medical history against you in collusion with the state to take that baby and to show you that I know better than you, Mark. I know with my lab coat what to do with this baby better than you do.
And that much is true, but the police officers that respond in these circumstances, they have the mentality that authority is right and that the individual is wrong. That you are a cog in the system.
That's right.
And you will act like a cog, you will behave like a cog, or will kick your teeth down your throat, cog.
Yep. Or steal your baby.
And that's what's happened here. The doctor's the authority, this woman is, needs to follow what the doctor says every time, end of story. And that's how they acted. That's how they reacted.
Ms. M had been evaluated by a psychiatrist because of her refusal to consent to a C-section, and because, from the record, she was very boisterous, yelling and screaming at the top of her lungs. The psychiatrist spoke with her for an hour to make sure she understood the risks and complications of having a C-section or refusing one, and Ms. M was honest about her psychiatric history, according to the notes, and was clear about her choice. The psychiatrist concluded that, quote, VM was not psychotic and had the capacity for informed consent with regard to the C-section.
So the psychiatrist tried to persuade her for an hour to get her to sign this form, and basically ended up concluding, or she ended up concluding, well, I guess the person is normal.
Yeah.
And let's carry on.
Not only did the psychiatrist find she had the capacity for informed consent and was therefore capable of saying no to the surgery, but mental health, says Diaz-Tello, is not a reason in and of itself for taking a child away from his or her parents. Despite the psychiatrist's finding, however, and despite having no apparent legal basis, the initial decision to remove the newborn from Ms. M and her husband's care was specifically related to her decision not to pre-authorize a cesarean section. In an amicus brief filed on behalf of more than 20 organizations and experts, including many individual physicians called the lower court's decision an injustice and misuse of the child welfare laws. They said that the record is clear that hospital staff referred her case to the Division of Youth and Family Services in at least in part because of concerns regarding her decisions during labor, including her decision not to pre-authorize consent to cesarean surgery. Unfortunately, the lower court also relied entirely on hearsay evidence to keep Ms. M, her husband, and their baby apart for 3 years. The series of events were recounted in court seemingly to highlight her combative and erratic behavior without giving rise to the real reasons behind her actions.
That's right. That's how you create a government dependent. You take this newborn from this natural state with its mother, and you put it in this machine and tell it to be a cog. Now you're in placement, and you're living with people that you've never met before, that aren't natural to you, that isn't your natural mother, and you're not getting those nutrients that perhaps if she would have breastfed and that immune system boost that it would have gotten, that the child would have gotten. So now you have a dependent who's going to be maybe psychologically scarred for the rest of her life.
I can't imagine how this child isn't going to need a great deal of counseling.
Right.
This is sick.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. There's a little bit more to this particular story, and your thoughts are certainly welcome on cesarean sections and whether or not you should have your baby taken from you if you refuse to have one.
Yeah,
is anybody actually believe
with
this?
Don't go to a hospital.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Stay out of these things. They're dangerous places. Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, out-of-leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find on our site totally free. Those features include our archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're yours right there at the top of the website at freetalklive.com.
Imagine opening your front door and coming face-to-face with your identity thief. The criminal who wasn't content to steal from your bank accounts and use your credit cards. This guy knows where you live. and he's staking out your house and watching your family. That's what Fox News reported on about one woman. Fortunately, she had advanced warning from LifeLock. She said without LifeLock, she wouldn't have known the thieves were coming. And, she added, LifeLock services are legit, and they do what they say they'll do, and it's worth it. I don't want you to suffer from the personal and financial firestorm that identity theft brings. Lord knows what would have happened to this poor woman if, in fact, these thieves had, you know, just surprised her. You can protect yourself and your family with the same identity theft protection that I use and that Ian uses. It's called LifeLock. LifeLock is the best, and it's guaranteed. So join me on my mission that not one of you will fall victim to identity theft this year. I need you to call now because I was able to get you a 60-day bonus of LifeLock protection if you do this right now. Do it for yourself. Do it for your family. Call 1-800-242-2693. It's 800-242-2693. One more time with that telephone number, 800-242-2693 for LifeLock.
1-800-259-9231 is our phone number, and especially want to hear from you right now if you think that it's okay to steal a child from a mother's arms after birth because she refused to pre-consent to a cesarean section.
Yeah, definitely. If you feel that way, that this is justified, I definitely want to hear what sort of justification you can provide as to why this should be okay.
You know, and I think Mark was right earlier when he pointed out this is all about, I think it was Mark, all about medical authority. All about the hospital saying, we know what is best, and how dare you, little woman, how dare you try to tell us that you don't want us to perform what we think is best. Was JJ, you guys, you know.
Yeah, we both got on that one.
You guys are together.
I know you're not paying attention.
It's all good. So that, you know, that the hospital, it's all about that. And, of course, the state backs them up. Is right there alongside
to
do that.
The state wants to. I mean, they want to feel like they're actually doing something. You know, and this is my job, taking babies away from mothers. That's that person's job. I don't care about making sure that people are safe. I just need to take someone away so that I can tell my boss, yeah, I did something today.
Yeah, the state, the officer, whomever, doesn't gain power and authority by leaving children with their parents. They gain power and authority by taking children away from their parents.
That's,
I mean,
right.
It's kind of that scary step from that Hillary Clinton quote where it was like it takes a village to raise a child. This is what people in the government tend to think, is that, well, we all need to raise the children together. Because you with your guns and your Bibles, you don't know how to raise your own children. I really do think that they often think that,
yeah,
in the government.
Well, they think, you know, they're already in a position that the idea that you're one of those few wise people capable of making decisions for the masses, capable of coming up with the one size fits all that fits everybody, which is foolish in my estimation, is it, that whole mindset of I know better than you creates such conflicts with everyday people and just normal rational thinking.
You know, I tend to not think that the average person out there is going to make the best decisions all the time for their life, or even most of the time for their life. That's how I tend to think. However, I do know that I'm going to make the best decisions for me at a given time, comparative to what the government's decisions are going to be for me. So if I want that freedom for myself, I have to give it to other people. Because if I give the government the ability to decide for other people how they're going to live their lives and raise their kids, then the government's going to assume that power over me and mine.
Right, Mark. I mean, that's the point about liberty that I tell a lot of people. Liberty isn't about the decisions that you can make. It's about accepting the decisions that other people make.
Absolutely. If you can't allow others to be free, then you will never be free yourself. And that's one of the points that Dr. Mary Ruart makes in her excellent book, Healing Our World, that if you attempt to control others, inevitably you will find yourself being controlled. So in the same way that these, you know, people that might object to the Bible thumpers raising their kids in that way, they all of a sudden may find that the Bible thumpers end up getting in control of government and then foist their viewpoint down upon
their
family.
And then the atheists don't get to keep their kids. Now, I'm not saying I believe that either one of these those particular groups' stories. However, I do believe that they're the best ones to raise their kids.
That's right.
So the last bit of this story is essentially reiterating what you had said earlier, Mark, that the case has hit a happier note with this this victory, because what had happened, for those of you just tuning in, is this woman had her baby stolen from her after birth as a result of a child so-called protective services coming in, taking her kid, using the excuse that she was being disobedient in the hospital because they wanted to take her kid from her, that she wouldn't sign this consent form to consent, pre-consent to a cesarean section. They come in, they take her kid from her, they take this to trial, her and her husband take this to court. The first court upholds it. The appeals court, they kind of sent it back to the original court, or they, I guess they gave it a vic. They reversed the decision. Excuse me, that's what I'm looking for. They reversed the decision, but apparently for some reason it goes back to the lower court
for another decision. Yeah,
and the Department of Youth and Family Services can appeal the appellate court decision. So this could still end up taking years.
This child's going to be graduating college before this gets over, and it's really, really sad. The thing is that every day that this kid is in foster care, and I'm just assuming that they're in foster care, we've read stories where Child Protective Services has come in and taken people's kids and put them up for adoption for wealthy, connected people.
Mm-hmm.
We have read these stories.
Right.
And the state gets money for that, too. But every day this kid's in foster care, money. Money coming in for
That's
these
right.
agencies.
Also,
this
every day
is about dollars and cents, people. And your kids are the slaves. They are the commodity in which these people trade.
Every day, also, that a young person is in foster care is one more day that they risk possibly being raped or starved or beaten in, you know, by some awful pair of foster parents. Those aren't uncommon stories.
Well, along with authority, the state mindset. When an individual takes on this mindset of the state, they, for one, the authority is their big motivating factor that drives them to make their decisions. But along with that authority comes this ego, this pride, in which I can make no bad decisions. So I'm going to appeal this, even though everybody else thinks that this is a foolish decision, even though there are all these doctors that have written letters and in support of the parents. No, my decision was best. My pride cannot suffer. I will not take egg on the face. And that's why I'm going to appeal this if they win it again. And I'm going to keep fighting because I made the right decision.
Yeah, and that decision that bureaucrat made doesn't cost them a thing.
Nope.
Imagine what this costs this woman as far as time, emotions,
yes.
and money. Just the incredible amount of money she's paying to keep her kid because she didn't feel like signing a form that gave the doctor the right to do a C-section on her in a hospital that does an insane amount of C-sections.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. She went to the hospital thinking that was what you're supposed to do when you have a baby, and it ended up resulting in the state stealing her baby from her. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control. Bring up what you want. The state's not here to help. It's Free Talk Live.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
JJ.
And Mark.
All right, let's continue here and take your phone calls about what you want. But first, I want to tell you about the webcam. You can go and watch, listen, and interact. Our chat room built into the same page as the webcam. It's all completely free for you at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com. And it's brought to you by Memory Dealers.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, at up to 99% off of list price. They also offer great prices and service on used networking equipment such as Cisco routers and switches. In stock, ready to ship via overnight delivery, memorydealers.com.
All right, let's continue with your phone calls and talk to Andrew in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark. Hello, Andrew.
And greetings, gentlemen.
Hey, Andrew, what's on your mind tonight?
I was just listening to your story, and it hits close to home, because I recently had a child myself at the beginning of the new year.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And went through the exact, same, not really the same situation, but, all those things that this woman has to deal with are kind of, in the back of, at least my mind, going in thinking, well, how is this all going to play out? And And that's part of the reason why we, decided to go with a midwife at a birth center is because, well, the issue of having a C-section for non-emergency reasons is significantly lowered because, well, midwives don't perform surgery. They just, help you, birth your baby the way, women have been birthing babies for thousands and thousands of years.
Well, that and the birthing of babies has been traditionally a pretty dangerous sport, but these ambulances can get them to the hospital in a matter of minutes, and it's very rare, even in instances where women need medical attention during a birth, that they need it in the next 10 minutes. So they can get them there. Also, they have...
So the risks are very low.
Yeah, they have these water births, which apparently, as I understand them, take away the pain that's involved, a great deal of the pain that's involved in birthing a child. I don't know, haven't done it, but these are the stories that I hear.
Well, the water birth is definitely something we had gone with, and it definitely does decrease the pain by providing increased temperature. The risk of infection does go up and requires additional monitoring, but that's something definitely that I would urge people to kind of look at midwives for themselves if they're planning on having a child.
Well, not only do you get people who just do that as opposed to somebody who's going to, let's just cut her open and stab. It's easier. You've got somebody that's going to focus more on the actual birthing process, but it's also cheaper, is it not?
It is. In New Hampshire, at least in southern New Hampshire, I went on the one of the insurance companies' websites, and they list procedures and the cost of the average cost of the procedure. And for having a for birthing a baby with, I think it's with medication or without, I'm pretty sure it's with medication. In southern New Hampshire, it runs between $10,000 and $12,000 on average. Because you have the cost of the hospital, the cost of the medication, a whole bunch of things.
Right.
Where, essentially all told, if we pay totally out of pocket for the birth at a birth center, for the prenatal and postpartum care as well as the birth, it ran us $3,000.
Wow. That's a huge difference. Thank you, Andrew, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Mark, you're nodding, so you're similar experience.
Yeah, that's exactly the same experience as far as the prices and things like that.
That's a lot of money you can save and then put into things and stuff that you'll need for the baby.
Well, not only that, but I'm sure the midwife has more of a caring attitude. I mean, she's specialized in her I guess, work, what she does for a living.
I don't know whether a doctor's caring. I'm not going to make that statement, caring or not. I wouldn't know, but I would be able to say that you can look at the evidences that doctors around the nation, that cesarean sections are really on the rise. And many people have speculated it's about scheduling issues.
Right. Well, I'd also like to see what the price is for a cesarean section versus a standard birth with drugs. But also, I mean, just getting back to that midwife idea that I was talking about, that's all she does for a living. She has to do a good job. Her incentive is to please her customer, because the doctors, I mean, they can do other treatments. They can do other sort of work with patients. Like my doctor back home that birthed me and then ended up doing the cesarean section, he was a general practitioner. So he saw people for normal doctorly things, but he was also an OBGYN. So
it was one of the many things he was doing.
Right, exactly. So he, if he didn't do well, if he got a bad rap for being a birthing doctor, well, he could still be a general practitioner. He could still, it was just one facet of his entire income.
It makes more sense to go with a specialist.
That's right.
All right, let's continue here and talk to Ray, listening in North Carolina. Ray, you can take control of the airwaves. What's on your mind tonight?
Yes, I am out of North Carolina, and my issue is foreclosure. Can we switch to foreclosure tonight?
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want, so go ahead.
Okay, I'm in the middle of a dispute, and I'm being strong-armed by the judicial system in North Carolina. I went to court, and I found out that my servicer foreclosed on me and did not have legal standing. Once I pulled my record, I found that the note was not endorsed, and there was a bogus assignment. So I went to court, filed a motion, and they denied my motion, Rule 60B, even though I had prima facie evidence showing them that
there was
fraud.
Why do you believe that the house was foreclosed upon? Were you not making payments?
I know it's foreclosed on because I was under active modification.
What's that mean?
I was in active modification review.
Modification is the modification of the loan because so many people were given these crappy loans that are on houses that aren't worth half of what they are now.
Well, no, some of what's going on here with the mortgages is they take your mortgage, they securitize it, and then they sell it off and then package it with other mortgages and then they sell it to someone else and then they package it with more and they keep selling it. So the fact is, if you can find out who actually owns your mortgage, I don't know if you have that information, but if you can find out the person who actually holds on to your mortgage versus the person you originally had your contract with, there might be a dispute there. I know with a lot of this sort of the housing bubble and these derivatives they're creating, that a lot of the mortgages aren't owned by anybody. It's like they can't find out who actually owns it because it's been traded so many times.
Isn't that what she was saying, that there was no signature on the note?
Well, that just means that they just did a sloppy job on their paperwork.
So I guess I'm still a little confused. You were paying your mortgage or that there was some...
She was going to modify it, right?
I was on active modification when they actually went behind my back and foreclosed. So once
what does
I
that
got
mean,
court,
though, when you're on active modification? Does that mean
meaning
you don't have
that
to pay the mortgage?
I did all the paperwork.
To get a new rate or something like that? What was being modified? The rate?
The loan was being reconsidered.
Was being reconsidered. Meaning that they were considering you for a different interest rate?
Yes.
And a principal oftentimes.
Absolutely.
So you had an adjustable rate mortgage then, is what you
said? No, I did not. I had a fixed.
Okay.
But they can readjust?
They could change the rate, but more likely they'll change the principal.
I am confused.
Okay, look, I had a house in Sarasota, Florida, that at one point or another, some adjuster or some appraiser probably would have called $250,000. Mm-hmm. If I would have taken out a fixed rate mortgage on it that day, and then the housing bubble bursts, mm-hmm. then I have a fixed rate mortgage on a house, which, by the way, when it finally sold, there's houses selling in the neighborhood at $100,000. So it's lost $150,000, more than 50% of its value, gone away. So what banks are doing in order to not have to deal with that are helping people out by offering them different loans with lower principals.
But in this case, instead of helping you out, they decided to foreclose on your house.
They decided to foreclose
we'll
on the house.
Here, and if you don't mind, hang on. We'll bring you back here in a moment. I think I'm grasping this. It's Free Talk Live.
The 59th Annual Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida, is coming March 19th. See Porsche, Corvette, Ferrari, Jaguar, BMW, Mazda, Acura, Audi, and many other world-class racing teams battle in America's toughest road race as Sebring hosts the first race of the Intercontinental Le Mans Cup in 2011. Gates open Wednesday, March 16th. Order your tickets today by calling 800-626-RACE or visit SebringRaceway.com. See the cars and stars in the American Le Mans Series, driver autograph sessions, vintage race cars, and visit the Party Zone, featuring a spring break bikini gun. Up-and-coming band Selby, Jumpman, Alluvion, Selena Jordan, and DJ Scotty B. Presented by GoMobileWeb.com. 4 days of family fun at Sebring and children 12 and under admitted free. Get all the info at SebringRaceway.com. The 59th Annual Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida. March 19th is the date. Sebring is the place. Order your tickets at SebringRaceway.com. Brought to you in part by Budweiser, Jaguar, and Michelin.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best-tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com is the place to go. We give you the features for free. So enjoy those. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by going to promote.freetalklive.com. You'll get a whole list of things that you can do to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country. That's promote.freetalklive.com. It also gets us into more ears from Internet listeners tuning in. That's promote.freetalklive.com. All right, so I think I'm getting it now. We had a conversation during the break, and I just want to kind of go over this one more time.
None of us are mortgage experts here, but
nope. Right.
Probably Ian the least of all. I think you paid cash for just about every house you own.
I only own one house. But anyway, we've got Ray on the line here listening in North Carolina, and I'm just going to run down this as I understand it, and please correct me if I'm wrong here. So we've got a situation where there's all kinds of people that are upside down and really in bad shape with their mortgages due to the housing bubble crashing. They can't make the payments. The economy's down. Ray dropped off the line, by the way, so we'll still address the issue. But, you know, there's a problem out there with home ownership. And so the idea is that if somebody stops paying on their mortgage, oh boy, now the bank's got another one that they've got to deal with. And how are they going to deal with this? Well, they could foreclose, or they could offer to essentially adjust the mortgage downwards as far as what its value is and the principal and the, you know, therefore changing the payments. Because it's better as somebody who gives a loan, if you give a loan to somebody and they default on it, it's better to get some payments from them than to get nothing at all.
That's right.
Right? So if I loan you money and you don't pay me anything and I talk to you and I'm like, look, I'll take $20 a month. Whatever you can do, I'll take it. It's better to get the $20 a month than to get zero.
Well, so that's, $20 on a mortgage is like getting.
I'm not talking about a mortgage. I'm just talking about loans. Just loaning somebody money, because that's how I can understand this, is just by giving, you know, just talking about loaning somebody money.
Sure.
But it's the same from the bank's perspective. They're getting zero. It would be, you know, if their original mortgage was $2,000 a month, they'd rather get $1,300 than get zero, as opposed to foreclosing on it and getting a fraction of that. And if then, they could even sell the foreclosure.
Right. That's right. And with all these houses not selling to begin with, they're basically going to sit on a liability. on their balance sheet.
Right, so they already have houses that are in their stock that they've already foreclosed upon that may be trying to sell on the market, and they can't sell even at a low, low rate. And so they don't want to add another one and lose even more money. It's better to have them have somebody make a payment and get them in at a lower rate.
Not to mention that the housing market's in the crapper and has been for a couple of years. This is, you know, all over the bank's biggest problem. They were making tremendous amount of money giving out home loans a few years ago, and now they're doing nothing like that. So what the results have been is that the number of households in America is shrinking. People are moving in with their mothers and their dads and their sisters, and the household numbers are shrinking. People are not going out and getting their first homes nearly as early.
Yeah, but the houses are still there.
The houses are still there. Yeah. So you've got these rotting hulks. A house that's empty is that much harder to sell than a house that has stuff in it. So you've got these banks that are, when they do sell these foreclosures, they sell them at pennies on the dollar. Mm-hmm. It just makes a heck of a lot more sense to them to do these modifications. As I understand it, the administration has pushed these modifications, and, you know, whatever.
So there you go. So Ray was calling because apparently instead of doing the modification like she thought was going to happen, they ended up foreclosing on her. And that sucks.
Well, I mean, it's in one way it's their loss because they're not going to get any money out of her. And, you know, when they foreclose on a home, especially in the north here, you have to keep that home heated. And people know the home.
Yeah, the bank has to pay for that.
Right. I mean, otherwise the pipes freeze, and then the next thing you know, you can't sell the house if the pipes are frozen. So, like,
then you've got a huge mess on your
hands. A liability because they have that cost of ownership that needs to be maintained. Mm-hmm. If their houses aren't selling, then it's basically just a drain on their fund.
Great points. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Marvin in Florida. Marvin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark. Marvin?
Yes. Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Marvin?
Right. The name is Norman.
Norman. I'm sorry. The board, I've got that one wrong. Go ahead.
A lot of people call me Marvin. They think everyone with a New York accent is Marvin.
I was thinking Guido.
Especially now, you know, during the spring break time. But I'm living here now about 10 years. I have a motel down by the beach, and I had a beautiful road in front of my motel, never had a flood, never had a problem whatsoever. There's a big parking lot in front of the motel as well. People come and go. They check in, they check out, they go out to eat, they come back late at night, so on and so forth. The city decided to pave the road in front of my motel. And as a result of paving the road, I now have a flood in my parking lot. This has been going on for about 6 years. And I've been dealing with the city of Sarasota through a series of multiple hundreds of phone calls. And they've passed me from one person to another that would tell me one story. And this would go on for a few years. They would send people down to the street and look at it over and so forth. And the final conclusion is this. I want the people in Sarasota to hear this. It seems that the city owns the right-of-way. They own 30 feet from the center of the road towards your property.
Right.
They own it.
Well, they own it because they stole it. Yeah, go ahead.
They stole it. And basically, my parking lot is filled with water as a result of the negligence of the company who did the work that they hired. And they're basically telling me, well, and this comes at the end of 6 years of negotiation. And I asked them, when are you going to fix the road for me? They said, after the new year. And after the new year, they told me that it's in the right of way, and it can be flooded for 72 hours. 72 hours of flooding is fine. After 72 hours, after 3 days, then give us a call. And we'll take a look at it. Basically, what they want me to do is to pick my people up out of the car and carry them on my back with boots on through the water and put them in the room.
Right. How are you ever going to run a motel when your parking lot's flooded? I mean, you just can't do it.
How deep is this water?
The water is about 8 inches deep.
Wow.
Hmm.
So you have a claim here, it sounds like. The city...
No, I have nothing at all. According to the person in charge of the Public Works Department...
No, I wouldn't talk to that person.
not an engineer.
Well, it's likely that he's right, that Norman's right, that the city has no liability for the actions taken. I mean, the government is very hard to sue. However, I would certainly not talk to a government agent and ask them. I would talk to lawyers and ask them about this.
Right. Well, I plan on speaking with the mayor.
It's a weak mayor in Sarasota, so, I mean, you could talk to any city council person. Are you in the city or are you in the county?
I'm in the city.
You could talk to any city council person. They'd essentially have the same level of power as the mayor. It's just it's a titular position that trades places.
I would talk to an attorney about this personally, or more than one attorney. And you know, what kind of an attorney would you talk to about that though? It wouldn't be criminal, would it?
No, it'd be a civil
attorney.
Yeah. Civil litigator. But the point is that they said that the right of way it's allowed to be flooded for 72 hours. We are the only motel or hotel in all of Sarasota, I would say, that has a flooded parking lot.
Wow. Now, are you listening tonight on WSRQ?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. Good to know. Glad you're out there, and I hope that you can manage to get this resolved somehow, but it sounds like it's not going to happen anytime soon. How long has the water been there now?
6 years.
Wow. And so
seriously?
Has this water damaged your parking lot? I mean, has it caused
any... How long has the water been here? No, it hasn't been laying here for 6 years, but every time there's a very heavy rain...
It sticks around for a while.
Every heavy rain, it just hangs out, and they're telling me everything is wonderful.
Well, plug your motel, I mean, for what it's worth.
Yeah, where is the motel?
I'm afraid to give the name. I don't want people to come and throw racks at it.
Okay. Hey, good luck, man. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Man.
No, they love New Yorkers down here, so I want to be able to sleep tight tonight.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you, and good luck. It's no fun. I mean, you can't... Winning against the government is not an easy task.
No, they basically have the armor of guns, you know.
I would personally go...
And they run the courts.
Yeah, exactly.
I would personally, if this were my issue, I'd be going to Blaylock, Walters, Held, and Johnson in Sarasota, Florida. I happen to know a lawyer there. She's she's a hot shot and a friend of mine. Her name's Jennifer Shembry. That's where I'd go.
There you go. All right. So we don't have time for this Alaska militia story. I think it's really important, so we're going to put that on the table. We'll come back to it because it's just some outrageous allegations in the federal government's charging documents against these militia members that were arrested. And there are a lot of people within our movement that are saying, we need to stand by these guys, and I am not interested in doing that at all.
Violence begets violence.
That's right. I will not stand by people who are advocating for violence in any way, shape, or form. And it certainly sounds like that's what these people were doing. We'll give you more information on that. I want to jump to a conclusion, but we'll talk more about it maybe tomorrow night. And see you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.